Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
This thought leadership interview is brought to you by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. I want to move on now to one of the more urgent and transformational conversations that is facing business right across the country, and that's infrastructure, but not necessarily in the old sense of government-led mega projects, rather energy, water, and waste systems that sit at the very heart of business resilience, sustainability, and probably most importantly, growth. I'm in conversation now with Dheeraj Maharaj, Executive Head, Energy, Infrastructure, and Mining at Standard Bank, and the bank is positioned to itself not just as a financier but as a strategic partner, it says, shaping infrastructure transition across the continent. Dheeraj, a very warm welcome to you, and maybe the big picture first. Some would say that infrastructure is still a government problem, but the bank is suggesting that businesses can no longer sit this one out.
Jeremy, thank you for the question and thank you for having us on your show today. That is indeed the sentiment. If I were to look at the big picture, when we speak about infrastructure, water and energy are critical inputs. If we are going to look at having any resilience in terms of life or thriving businesses and thriving industries, water and energy are scarce resources. In South Africa, we face serious challenges where it is estimated that probably 40% of water is lost through leaks and failing infrastructure. So from a supply and cost perspective, we are seeing that water will probably start to follow a very similar trend to what we saw with energy. Cost and supply have always been primary concerns for most of clients that we've engaged with over the past years. And in recent years, a fairly new third driver of sustainability has become top of mind for most businesses that are especially exposed to global markets. So while we have these challenges, businesses, while waiting for policy to be passed and the corrections to be made on a large scale, need to look at their microcosm and figure out how they build this resilience. And that's really what interests us.
I want to come back to sustainability in just a moment, but you've referenced energy, water, and waste. All of them, Dheeraj, are huge challenges, difficulties. How do you help businesses prioritize then what to tackle first?
Jeremy, for us, being a financial institution, our ability to enable businesses primarily comes through the ability to provide solutions and funding, right? For us, it's always a question of, is this really going to render a benefit or not? And in order of priority, energy has proven that model for many years now. So looking at alternate energy solutions has been at the core of our focus in guiding clients and helping them transition to alternate solutions and to build that resilience within the business for challenges that they have faced in energy, related exactly to costs and to supply. When it comes to the water space, we're starting to see that a very similar trend is starting to surface, where costs have now reached a point where solutions, alternate solutions to optimize water usage are starting to make financial sense. So for us as a bank, we try to keep very close to the market to understand what solutions are available, what challenges the clients face, and how best to solution for them.
And Dheeraj, critical though that you would structure any of those solutions to de-risk the project, both I guess for the bank and the client.
Correct. Jeremy, it's very important for us to understand exactly where the impact is felt by the business. And when you talk about water, waste, energy solutions, particularly energy and water solutions, no operation can continue without these key inputs. So it's very important for us to understand that if there is no supply of water, supply of energy, there is no business. And as a result, it's important for us to make sure that we have structures in place that are enabling to the business to allow them to implement these solutions, taking a long-term view.
Dheeraj, I fully understand the argument about green or sustainable financing, but there are critics that say that this is a luxury. How does one make a business case for sustainability?
So sustainability cuts across everything. It's a global driver now, right? When we speak about sustainability, it's not something that can be deemed a luxury, in my opinion. It's really something that needs to be taken very seriously because it presents a new set of risks and opportunities for businesses at the same time. So we've seen punitive borders emerging. Everyone's heard of CBAM by now, or the carbon border adjustment mechanism that Europe's implemented. And this places real stresses on products and services that are not deemed green, to a point that if businesses do not adjust to this, to a large extent, we will slowly be cornered out of the market as more and more of these borders emerge. So if you are thinking long-term and you're thinking strategically and you're looking at how sustainability is coming into play as a global driver, I don't think that it's something that you could deem a luxury. It's something that needs to have a clear strategic intent behind to transition and to ensure that you introduce that resilience and sustainability into your operations.
How difficult is it to make sure that support is inclusive, particularly for smaller players who may not have massive balance sheets or even the internal technical expertise that is needed?
So that's a very important consideration, Jeremy. When you look at the small to medium enterprise, which is mainly the market that I look after within the sectors I'm responsible for, you actually need to understand that landscape and realize that these businesses have several demands on the capital that's available to them. Some of them may need solutions that are not necessarily on balance sheet. And for us as a bank, it's very important to understand which partnerships we can conclude in the market so that when clients are presented with these challenges and we become aware of them, we can connect them with the necessary parties to solve for them. And obviously, if there's a need for us to provide support in the background, we can do so as well.
And just a final one then, against the background or backdrop of what you've just told me, what would a message be to business leaders who might be hesitant on infrastructure investment or maybe even, Dorosh, unsure as to where to begin?
My response to that would be linking back to all three of those elements of cost, supply, and sustainability. All three of these elements present an opportunity to distinguish, for a business to distinguish itself, for them to actually build that resilience so that as the market evolves and as the landscape changes, they are actually ready for it. One of the major challenges we have is around knowledge and awareness, and that's one of the things that we drive actively, because what we find in the market is that a lot of businesses are not fully aware, especially in the small to medium enterprise environment, are not aware of these global trends that are starting to impact them. And we meet clients on a daily basis where when they're contracting with large multinational and listed entities, they're encountering these questions about how do you manage your energy, your waste, and your water. So my message to the business community would be, please pay attention to this. And if there is a need, obviously, we are here to help.
As you said a little earlier, if you don't, you don't have a business, which I think is very sage advice. Dorosh Maharaj, thank you very much indeed. Executive Head, Energy Infrastructure and Mining at Standard Bank. Appreciate your time tonight. This thought leadership interview was brought to you by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking to explore solutions built around your business, your sector, and your ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.